T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Either crack down on COVID now or prepare for lockdowns yet again.
Positive coronavirus tests rise in Rockland County.
We're not going to wave a magic wand and eradicate this virus overnight.
I'm Sean Adams in Spring Valley.
While in the city,
Mayor de Blasio says police will be cracking down on large gatherings after COVID spikes in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods.
We need a lot of cooperation from all the neighborhoods involved.
I'm Marla Diamond in Brooklyn.
And when this is finally over, New Jersey Senator Menendez is looking to start a 9/11 style commission to investigate.
We cannot afford to merely brush this crisis under the rug.
Justice for Breonna Taylor!
Peaceful protests in New York as police get a pass in Louisville. But in the city where Breonna Taylor was killed, two officers have been shot. Joe Connolly says so many people are moving to Brooklyn. He'll take a look at what's sparking that.
A comedy of errors for the Yankees.
Everything was bad tonight. You know, it's almost like we're the Bad News Bears.
While the Mets' playoff hopes all but gone. This is Brad Heller.
And this is Thursday, September 24th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Well, it took autumn for summer weather to return because we've got it today again, just like we had yesterday. Craig Allen says a high right around 75 to 80. Lots of dry weather in the next several days. A warm morning in New York. We're in the upper 50s and low 60s this morning. There's a lot to get to, and let's start with this. So many people have worked so hard for so long to keep our COVID rate low around here. Officials worry now that we're going to slide back into shutdowns if we can't contain the spikes that we're now seeing, both in parts of the city and now in some zip codes in Rockland County. One of them is Spring Valley, where Sean Adams is reporting this morning. Sean, good morning. What's happening there with the infection rate?
Well, this has been building for some time now, a couple of weeks. It's a red flag. It's one to watch. Earlier this week, Rockland County's positive test rate came close to 5%. The state average is around 1%. Now, for context, we should note this does not mean more people are gravely ill. Rockland County's overall infection rate and the number of people in the hospital are both relatively low. But Rockland County Executive Ed Day is reminding people to use common sense. Be smart.
Wearing face coverings, that seemingly has helped. And washing your hands. Wash your hands with soap up for 20 seconds and rinse off. The same things you told your kids, you should be doing too now. And also, please, if you are sick, if you feel sick, don't go to work and infect other people. Don't be around other people.
So we should note here, most of the county's coronavirus cases are really concentrated in two communities, Spring Valley and Muncie. And in those places, leaders in the Orthodox Jewish community, they're urging families to take precautions as they gather for the high holidays. Wayne?
Sean, what are the local officials warning about maybe having to shut down again?
Well, here's the thing. If the governor sees a rise in coronavirus infections and hospitalizations and deaths, he could hit the pause button again. So basically a replay of March when non-essential businesses shut down. Now, remember, we just went through four phases of reopening. The last one included schools, malls, and gyms. So theoretically, if you were going to go backwards and you wanted to start small, those could be the first things to close again if coronavirus roars back.
All right. Sean, thank you. In New York City, officials say urgent action has to happen now to contain the sprawling new clusters that are popping up. And Marla Diamond is back on that story this morning. Marla, good morning. What is the city doing about it? What's new?
Good morning, Wayne. There is now an Ocean Parkway cluster in Borough Park, Midwood, and Bensonhurst. We are in Williamsburg this morning, where they've also seen an uptick in cases. And the mayor says the health department will be doing everything in its power to stop the spread.
We're seeing a serious uptick in multiple neighborhoods simultaneously. And it's something we have to address with a very aggressive public health effort right away.
The city's health department says COVID cases have tripled in the Ocean Parkway area, as well as Far Rockaway and Williamsburg. They've doubled in Kew Gardens. The mayor says the neighborhoods have 20% of all the city's new cases.
This is something that can be addressed. We have the tools and the measures. We need a lot of cooperation from all the neighborhoods involved. But I want to be very clear, this is something that requires urgent action.
Health officials blame the COVID-19 spike on the high holy days, the opening of yeshivas, and travel to and from Israel. The mayor says the sheriff's department and the NYPD will be cracking down on large gatherings. And we're live in Williamsburg. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marley, look around Williamsburg, especially the Greenpoint side, and you just see building after building going up, huge buildings, residential properties, and so many people are moving to Brooklyn. Joe Connolly is here this morning right now with one of the big money stories. Joe?
Yeah, Wayne. Home sales in Brooklyn are up 39% over a year ago. And Street Easy says half the buyers are coming from Manhattan for more outdoor space and lower prices. This is the first time since February that home sales have risen in any borough, and it's in Brooklyn, and the sales are not all in downtown Brooklyn, but in Bay Ridge and Flatbush, too. The most sales are in areas with a median price of around $250,000. Many buyers are also coming from Brooklyn. They're trading up. There have also been rebounds in home sales to a lesser extent in Queens and the Bronx, too. Anything with outdoor spaces flying and renovated townhouses that are priced well are going into bidding wars, and a lot of homes for sale in the Bronx are going for above the asking price. Meanwhile, there are 10,000 homes for sale in Manhattan. Economist Nancy Wu at Street Easy tells The Times, the surge in home sales in Brooklyn shows us that even in a pandemic, there are people interested in investing in the city long term. Wayne?
Joe, thank you. Stock futures pointing to a lower opening this morning. It is the morning news roundup on Thursday, and echoing across the Brooklyn, the Manhattan, and the Williamsburg bridges, and at Barclays Center, and here in New York City and Manhattan at 59th and 6th. Listen to this.
Say her name! Say it louder! Because that's why we're here tonight. This is reason number one! And we've been here for 6 months.
6 months after the 26-year-old EMT was killed, riddled with six bullets by plainclothes police looking for drugs in her apartment in Louisville after her boyfriend shot at what he thought were intruders. The cops involved were not charged. Only one officer will be charged, but not for the bullets that hit her, rather for the bullets that missed a neighbor. Wanton endangerment is the charge. Hours later at Barclays Center.
There's going to be a flashpoint for the election. And this is going to be a referendum on police brutality in America.
Protesters in New York City were mostly peaceful. But in Louisville, Andrew Chernoff reports.
Two officers were shot. One is alert and awake. And the other, meanwhile, at least earlier, was undergoing surgery. Both are at University Hospital. And one suspect is in custody.
Why former President Obama is giving out his phone number and would like you to call. Coming up next on the Roundup on a Thursday morning.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now the weather day ahead here on the Morning News Roundup with Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. It's been dry. It's been beautiful. I think summer is back, Craig.
It feels like it. It will feel like it again today. Temperatures up between 75 and 80. It may be a degree or two lower, actually, than it was yesterday. But still, it's above average overall because, and the reason for it being a little lower is a little cloudiness around for today. This is the northern periphery of what's left of Beta and moving through the lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, too. So 75 to 80 today, fair and mild tonight, 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny, still warm. It's close to 80 degrees. And Saturday, varying amounts of cloud cover, but it's at least in the middle 70s. As for this morning, it is cool in the suburbs, the distant suburbs, upper 40s to mid 50s. But in the city, It's 63 right now under a partly cloudy to clear sky, humidity 67%, and a west-northwest breeze at 5 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A former U.S. president is giving out his phone number. Barack Obama would like you to dial up that phone number, and when you call, you get this.
Hi, it's Barack Obama. Send me a text, and I'll send you messages from time to time. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Now, what's that all about, huh? Well, he'd like to hear from you to find out how Americans plan to vote. His number was released over the text-based platform Community. And his concern is that people may not vote this year. 84% of voters now are able this year to vote by mail. And about 51 million people will be automatically given those mailed ballots. 44 million will be automatically mailed applications to get ballots. He'd like to know how this is all shaping up. And if you want to text him, I'm sorry to say it is not an easy phone number to remember. I wouldn't suggest you try to write this down if you're driving. But if you're able to, here it is, 773-365-9687. Speaking of numbers, they are not adding up for your New York Mets. Let's hear about the sports update this morning. Hey, Brad Heller.
Good morning, Wayne. You know, the word of the night for the Mets and the Yankees starts with an F. No, not that word, but I'm sure some Yankee fans were using it as they watched their team commit four errors in a 14-1 loss to the Blue Jays in Buffalo. Here's Aaron Boone.
A frustrating performance. It's happened now, and it's we got to put it behind us.
And Gary Sanchez committed two of those errors. It was backup catcher Eric Kratz who pitched the ninth inning for the second time in 4 days. The Yankees are two games out of the four seed and home field in the first round. They now trail the White Sox, who fell behind the Twins for second place in the AL Central. The Rays clinched the AL East title at Citi Field with an 8-5 win over the Mets, which also lowered the Mets' tragic number or elimination number to one. Randy Arozarena hit two home runs, including the tie-breaking two-run shot off Michael Wacha in the sixth.
It's just frustrating, you know, just, must-win games here and, you know, just didn't get it done tonight.
The final game at Citi Field this season, the Mets will finish up with a four-game set in Washington. Jacob DeGrom's going to get one more start this weekend, but it might not matter in the Cy Young race. The Reds' Trevor Bauer, who got into a Twitter back and forth with our Wayne Randazzo. Bauer struck out 12 on short rest last night in eight innings. He leads the National League now in strikeouts and in ERA. NBA playoffs, the Heat beat the Celtics. Miami up 3-1 now in the Eastern Conference Finals. Lightning topped the Stars 5-2, so Tampa Bay now leads the Stanley Cup Final 2-1. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Thank you, Brad. It is the Thursday Morning News Roundup. Thanks for being here. I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are three things to know this morning. Many of us cannot wait for the year 2020 to be over. But when the ball drops at Times Square, there will be no crowds. Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance says there will be cameras and music, but no people except for the cops who will be there to block off the streets because...
Even if nothing were happening in Times Square, people might try and show up there. And so there was a need for Times Square to be sealed off.
Somehow appropriate in the year 2020. The second thing, the latest COVID cancellations now include the Metropolitan Opera season and Syracuse University spring break. And a third thing, New York police aren't exactly getting writer's cramp issuing tickets for subway mask violators. They've written exactly one ticket since Governor Cuomo instituted $50 fines. It was for an intoxicated man who was getting in the face of an MTA employee at Penn Station over the weekend. Ahead today, Governor Phil Murphy will be holding a live Facebook chat with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, who engaged in a rare heated exchange yesterday with politicians who he says are spreading falsehoods. CBS's Mola Lenghi reports on what Dr. Fauci tried to explain to members of the U.S. Senate, starting with this question from Senator Lamar Alexander.
If I take a shot to get the vaccine, does that give me COVID?
Absolutely not. That would be impossible.
The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Anthony Fauci, sparring with Senator Rand Paul over New York City's low test positivity rate.
They are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity right. that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that, Senator.
I'm afraid, please, sir,
I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said, that in New York, it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
Dr. Fauci also told the Senate committee that even if there is enough vaccine, it will take time to distribute those shots. The hard facts about COVID have led New Jersey's senior senator to lead the call for a special commission to investigate. Kevin Rincon talked with him.
The U.S. has lost more people to COVID-19 than any other country in the world.
Too many people have died. Too many lives have been disrupted. Too many businesses have gone under. Too many families have been changed forever.
Senator Bob Menendez says with 200,000 dead, it's time to examine what went wrong in the government's response and what could be done better in the future. He's calling for a 9/11-style commission to be created.
Comprised of prominent Americans with expertise in government service, public health, economic policy, national security, and scientific research.
His bill has bipartisan backing, and as he tries to expand the support, his message?
This is not about pointing fingers, but learning from our experiences.
Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
And that's a roundup for Thursday morning, September 24th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.